Uncle Ben. Wendy thought her Uncle Ben was totally mad. Her uncle didn't have a normal job because he was an inventor. An inventor is someone who makes things that have never been made before. Like the bed you're lying in, one day someone was fed up with sleeping standing up, but the ground was very hard and uncomfortable to sleep on. By getting a big piece of wood and putting four legs on each corner, they had made a bed. But it wasn't very good. The wood was as hard as the ground and just as uncomfortable. But then someone else thought of putting something soft on the bed and then lying on it. That was much better. But lying on the bed when the wind blew was suddenly very cold. So one day someone else pulled a sheep on top of themselves. Not a full sheep, just the outside of a sheep. It's called a sheepskin and is very warm. But the wood and the legs and the soft bit and the sheepskin changed the bed completely. Now it was so comfortable, everyone else copied it. Until now, everyone has a bed. But inventing things is not easy. It took three inventors to invent the bed. But Wendy's uncle didn't invent beds. He was not that mad. What would be the point of inventing something that has already been invented? Wendy's uncle used to invent strange and wonderful things, like ice cream that did not melt, so you didn't need a fridge to keep it in. A TV without sound, so that you didn't disturb the neighbours. And an alarm clock that hit you over the head when it was time to get up, for people who were deaf. But it was not these stupid inventions that made Wendy think her Uncle Ben was so nutty as a fruitcake. He used to talk to his tools. Often she would go and keep him company in his workshop, but she always sat on a high stool, well out of her uncle's way. "Come on, Hammer, let's see your hammer," her uncle would shout. Wendy would watch open-mouthed as Uncle lifted the hammer very high and brought it down with a crash. It missed the nail he was trying to hammer and made a big dent in the wood he was trying to nail. "Nincompoop, look what you've done," he yelled. Then he would shake the hammer in front of his face and glare at it. "Come on, you can do better than that." The hammer would fly through the air again and this time bash the nail right into the wood. You see, if you talk to your tools, Wendy, they work much better for you. Then her uncle would lovingly and carefully place his hammer back in his big red toolcase. "Now, toolcase, you look after my hammer," he would say, as he closed the lid of the big red box. Then he would put the big red box on top of his workbench. "Now, workbench, you look after my big red box." Taking a big key from his pocket, he would carefully lock the door of his workshop and hang the key on a hook, saying, "Key, you stay there until I come back and use you again." Wendy used to giggle when her uncle talked like that. It looked so funny, as if he was talking to a wall. Wendy's auntie didn't think it was funny when her husband spoke to his tools. She just thought she had married a clown who had lost his circus. A spanner is a long piece of metal that is shaped at the end to fit over a bolt. You can see bolts everywhere. They are thin, round pieces of metal that hold things together, but they can only be undone with the long piece of metal called the spanner. Uncle had a huge collection of spanners, all bright and shining. They were fixed around the wall of his workshop, each one different in size for all the sizes of bolts. Auntie had complained of a rattling noise when she drove the car, and Uncle found a bolt had come undone under the seat. "Come on, Spanner, we've work to do." Taking down the spanner of the correct size, he bent under the seat, fitting the spanner onto the bolt and pulled. And you know what happened? Nothing. No matter how hard Uncle tugged and pulled, the bolt would not move. "What's the matter with you?" Uncle yelled at the spanner. "Get to work, get to work." Wendy watched as Uncle became more and more annoyed until, with a huge effort, Uncle gave an extra heave. And do you know what happened? There was a loud crack. The spanner had broken in half. Uncle danced on the spot in anger until, unable to contain his fury any longer, he threw the broken spanner away. Then do you know what happened? The spanner flew across the garden and knocked the head off his garden gnome.
Spanners, you're no good.
With a sweep of his arm, Uncle pulled all the nice gleaming spanners off the wall and threw them into the dustbin. Then, with his face red with rage, he went to the tool shop and brought a brand new shiny box full of new spanners. After carefully arranging them on the wall, he took the one for the bolt on the car seat and started to tug and pull. Again, nothing happened. The bolt refused to turn.
Yangle, dangle, doodle, doo, he yelled.
Now that is a very special word, and it is only ever used by uncles when they're not only angry, but furious and bubbling with rage. It is a word they shout when they're about to go pop. Auntie came dashing out. Then do you know what happened? Uncle hurled the new spanner away and knocked the head off his other garden gnome. Now Uncle was running around in circle, waving his arms in the air, looking like a windmill that had gone wrong. What on earth's the matter? Auntie cried.
These new spanners don't work, even when I speak to them, yelled Uncle.
Auntie picked up a spanner that had hit the garden gnome and looked at it. Then she started to laugh. This made Uncle even more annoyed, and he started to hop like a human kangaroo.
What's so funny? He screamed.
Can you speak Chinese? Asked Auntie.
Of course not, spluttered Uncle.
Then you'd better learn, laughed Auntie. These spanners have been made in China and cannot understand a word you're saying. Auntie would have laughed again, but suddenly realised what she had just said. Perhaps she was turning as mad as Uncle.
Often, listeners ask me how to make a podcast. There are plenty of podcast hosting companies with instructions, service, help, tools, in fact, everything you need to create a podcast. Maybe your podcast will be the best thing since sliced bread, but it takes time to prove it. I chose Buzzsprout.com. The Buzzsprout 90 days free trial, believe me, is a huge plus. Click on the Buzzsprout logo. Let your buzzes sprout. I did.